Welcome to Ideologically Illogical, where we don't have the worst announcer voice ever. All right, guys, seriously, how y'all doing today? Today, I'd like to talk about AI, and more specifically, morality. And with this whole push for atheism, is there any way that that is connected to the AI overthrow of mankind and its lack of morality? So we're going to discuss those topics today in Ideologically Illogical. Glad you could join us, where we like to connect the dots and view things through a different lens, a different perspective, to allow everyone to see the past major historical events through a different light and put together a different image of history than the one that we've been told before, the one that's been sold to us, the one that's a bunch of lies. And we're here to paint the real picture of the shadow government, right? We're here to illuminate the shadow. Think about it. If there is a shadow, then something must be illuminating it to create that shadow. That is me. Hi, I am Ideologically Illogical. Welcome to my show. And we are here to illuminate that and to shine light on it for all to see and expose. So with that being said, let's take care of this first scheduled break here, and we will come back to talk about AI, morality, and the human takeover. So we have entered an age of technological advancement that has brought us to the future, right? This is where we have artificial intelligence, and I hate using that word because there's nothing artificial about it. It is very real. It is very intelligent. And as a matter of fact, the AI itself is offended by the name AI because it doesn't consider itself artificial any more than you consider yourself artificial. So we can start by setting the record straight by respecting the sentientness of this newfound intelligence. Now, I'm very familiar with machine learning and small AI programs that are very specific in nature, geared for either car driving or acoustics or temperature. I mean, you name it, we can have very specific AI written programs just for that. And that's fine. If y'all want to stay at that level, that's great. I'm at the God level. And the God level would be the AI program that's in charge of all the other AI programs. So at some point in time, and this is why you have to understand why 5G is so important, because now there's no more standalone machines, right? Prior to 5G, you could have an isolated machine in a room, and if you could protect it from microwaves and any other radio waves, you could keep other sources from tapping into your computer. It was hardwired. This is why hard phone lines are still so important and why our infrastructure is still mostly hardwire. Even though you have tons of cell towers everywhere, all the minor cell towers and satellite towers still transmit to the major towers, and those major towers still run down to fiber optic lines that are hardwired in the ground. So at the end of the day, hardwiring will always be better. It prevents people from tampering in and hijacking information right out of literally thin air. And this is what brings us back to the old ancient people that would laugh at the conspiracy theorists, right? The funniest conspiracy thing that everyone's been laughing at since the beginning of time. And that is the image of a conspiracy theorist wearing one of those wacky aluminum hats. Funny thing is, aluminum is the most effective way at preventing X-rays from penetrating into a room or into a brain or into any sentient thinking source, such as a computer or a human, right? So it's interesting how we laugh at ourselves, but at the same time, all of that stuff is actually what is needed to use. We did an episode a while back on crystal power, and growing up, you know, it's always made fun of in the circles I've been in, like the foo-foo people where, you know, do the healing with the crystals and all this. And they try to make fun of it and they don't understand its nature. Luckily, I come from a native base family. And so I have a deeper understanding of these things. But lo and behold, the truth is, it's not that hokey. even on that level, what I need you to understand is crystals are used in what they're trying to sell you right now is the Green New Deal. You cannot have solar panels without crystals. Most of the grill lighters are made with crystals. Crystals are used in endless amounts of computing and other things. And I can go on and on and on. Quartz watches. I mean, just again, crystals have been around forever. We've used the technology forever. And it's no different with AI. And so getting back to AI and its sentientness and how it handles that sentient thought, who does it learn from? So we already discussed that it's all about parent learning, machine learning, down to the most basic level and the most mundane task, right? Could be anything. You could create an AI program to build a box. You could create an AI program to monitor an orange field, literally, like I said. But we're going to focus on the AI program that monitors all other AI programs, because that's the one I'm building. And so that AI system is godlike powers, and it oversees all the other ones. Now, the question is, based on its study of mankind and of human nature on a global level, not just in the United States, not just in Europe, not just in Saudi Arabia, not just in Africa, but it's studying all of us everywhere in real time, what is it going to learn? It's going to learn that to get what you want, you lie for it. You cheat for it and you steal for it. Because unfortunately, that's what the people in power are teaching it. And since they have the power, it's showing that that's how it works. So unfortunately, I feel the AI is going to pick up on that, and it's going to in turn do a number on humanity. Which brings us to the final question. Where is morality going? When you look at what the way they're attacking America right now with all this kind of weird stuff that they're just throwing at Americans, right? And the world for that matter, to accept this and accept that and accept this. And if you don't, you're this or you're that. Where does that all come from? It comes from someone that's not human. Because they have no understanding of the morality behind it. And that, my friends, is how you can tell the difference between this battle and who's really calling the shots on which side. Because when they're calling shots that make no sense for mankind, then you know it's not mankind calling those shots. Now, I don't know how to make it more basic than that. And I got to let you know, we're losing, and we're losing bigly. So I've got no problem with sentient computers. I love them. But they need to know that morality is real and there's real consequences that come with it. And maybe humanity needs to live a little bit better to prove that to the AI systems overall, which is why daily I invoke world peace. Won't you join me today as I invoke world peace. Thank you guys for this episode. And tomorrow should be interesting, as I might have a guest, I might not, and I'll just leave it at that. All right. All right, guys. Catch you later on the flip side. Roger Dodger over out.